Locals Only with Johnny Bow.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
Radio Nova.
Yeah, we're back with Shane Maloney and Dan Bradley. They are here because they are actually bringing out a song in memory of Shane's friend Jonathan Kelly, who took his own life in March 2014. Guys, it is great to have you here. I know under these circumstances it's not great either because you've lost a friend. Tell us about Jonathan himself.
Jonathan was actually a chef. And he loved his fishing and stuff like that. He also loved going to his music festivals. And as it turns out, this was actually his favourite radio station as well. So it's actually pretty nice to be here.
Oh, wow.
Chatting about it and getting to promote it and stuff like that. But yeah, he was a cool guy. And he would have been 27 in April.
And had you any idea that he was suffering from depression? Or he had any kind of suicidal thoughts?
We actually did know that he was depressed, but...
Okay, but not to the severity of it was. And it seems to be something that, you know, a lot of people have. We know that we can contact AWARE or the Samaritans should we have any kind of depressive thoughts. But you've brought out a song, haven't you?
Yes, we're actually bringing out a CD, a full CD with over 30 artists on it. The album will be called Songs for JK. And we have Mundy, The Frames, Phil Coulter, Dan's going to be on it. There's going to be 30 artists, as I say, and we're actually having a launch night on the 28th of March the Grand Social.
I think once we brought it out, the idea, everyone just got involved and it kind of snowballed from there, and it's something that's close to everyone's heart. Like I said, you don't have to take two steps outside Dublin City Centre, or even in Dublin City Centre, you'll find someone that's affected by depression at somewhere along the line, and as I said, it's everywhere at the moment.
It's trying to encourage people to talk about it, really, isn't it? And there isn't that. I would like to think there's no stigma attached to it anymore. I mean, I remember a good friend of mine years ago, another place where I worked, he used to be the full of the joys of spring. He'd be bouncing into work, you know, and you'd be kind of thinking, God, I wish I was on what he's on, you know what I mean? He'd have, you know, he was always the laugh at the party. But actually, you know, behind it all, he probably wasn't happy. And one day he came in, he wasn't happy. He just didn't see himself. I said, are you all right there? Well, what's up? You know, he says, actually, I'm not all right, you know. I said, we ended up talking. We were talking about 45 minutes. And a year later, he said to me, you know what? I was so happy that you actually asked me there. Was I all right? Because I really wanted to talk about it. And he's so happy to this day. He went and got help. I think he rang AWARE and they put him in touch with somebody else to talk to, maybe a counsellor. And now he feels much better, you know.
There was a stigma for a long time.
It was for a long time.
You know, Irish people felt the whole thing, you have to be manly and you can't
and the macho
talk,
thing
you can't
and
say
all
anything.
But
look, at the end of the day, and again, like even like Shane, if anyone is listening and they do have feeling those sorts of feelings and they want to get in touch with either myself or Shane, look, that's what, like, everyone's there to talk. And sometimes you can be a stranger, is the easiest person to talk to. And like I said, we're never too far away.
Exactly. Great. Okay, good. So you're going to do a song for Shane?
Is this the one
that now is in memory of Shane, is it?
No.
Or a memory of Jonathan?
No, the one I have on the CD, it kind of needs a band, so it's kind of based around a four-chord loop. So it was one of these ones I went into the studio and just jammed it out and it just came in one big blurb. So I don't have a band with me tonight, so I'm on my own. So I'll actually do a cover. I'll do Mario, Let Me Love You. It's an old R&B song thing from the early 2000s. It goes like this.
Shane and Dan here on Locals Only on Nova.
Being hurt, I know you smell some perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories, you know that they're all lies. Bad as you were, stick around, and I just don't know why. If I was your man, baby, you never worry about what I do. I'll be coming home back to you every night, doing you right. You're the kind of woman serves good things. Fist full of diamonds, hand full of rings. Baby, you're a star. I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you hope and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me a selection. Show you the way love supports. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you. You try your beauty description. Looks so good that it hurts. And you're a dime, plus 99, and it's a shame, don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and they stare, cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Who's your man? Baby, you never worry about what I do. I'll be coming home back to you every night, doing you right. You're the kind of woman says you think. It's full of diamonds and full of rings. Baby, you a star. I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you hope and need. And baby, good love and protection, make me a selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. And baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you.
Radio Nova, this is Locals Only. I've Shane Maloney and Dan Bradley in here doing songs for JK, aka, of course, Jonathan Kelly, who took his own life 31st of March 2014. There's over 30 acts, isn't there, on the CD?
There is indeed.
Tell us who they are.
Okay, we have Mundy, Mark Geary, The Furious Hayes, The Cujo Family, Kim Hayden, Columbia Mills, Keith Johnson and Dylan O'Shaughnessy, Chris Finnerty, Phil Coulter, Rory Quinn, Robert Bates and Sean Fogarty.
Robbie Doyle.
Robbie Doyle, Dan Bradley.
Big September.
The Frames, James Wynn, Luna Luna, Fergus McGovern.
You've got a lot there, yeah.
Chris Maxey, Trev Ledwidge, Jimmy Cullen, Sandra Coffey, Casual Minds, Kay Sheehan. And there's a few.
2 hours later, you say.
It's going to be a double bumper edition pack CD, it is.
And I'm better not ask that question again, actually. Listen, you're the first people to bring me in Cadbury's mini rolls and McVitie's hobnobs there. I've never had anyone bring me in biscuits. There you go. That's the first on the show. I'm definitely going down to have a coffee now in a second. Yeah. Oh, no, we don't do tea around here.
We do Nespresso.
We do Nespresso. I'm talking Nespresso. We're giving loads of branding here, too. Nespresso coffee. Oh,
with that little plug you're throwing in there.
We're looking for a bit of sponsorship from George Clooney and Nespresso and all that. Now, listen, what's the plan? Is there something on tonight? Is there some sort of...
I'm actually playing part of... I suppose it's always charity with me at this stage. It's a gig for the homelessness, and I think, again, it's another thing that's close to my heart. You see it everywhere you go in Dublin, and it destroys me to see it. So tonight, the guys in Abner Brown's and Rat Minds, they're running a gig. It's a barbershop that turns into a music venue. Unreal it is.
Do we ever got to sort out the old homeless thing? You know, we raised loads of money for Focus Ireland here recently, $29,788 for youth homelessness, and what's ever going to be done for it?
It's unreal, and I said, you see somebody, and like for us, it's like you just go out and you sit with them and have a chat to them, and some people are just lonely, they don't know, they're lost, they just need some guidance, and like for me, music will keep me away from whatever else temptations.
What about youth clubs and all that? That must be a big help for them, is there?
Enough of them? Are they well funded? Like who's in behind them? Like there's a lot of things outside of the youth workers' control, I suppose, that's resulting in it at the moment.
In the inner city, though, there is a lot of places, isn't there? Around Pier Street,
and a lot of them turn to music. You know, where you find some of those people would class as rougher areas or people that are more exposed to homelessness, like they're where some of the best musicians are coming out of.
And there's plenty of them out there. They just need encouragement and somebody to coach them, I suppose. And there's a launch night, isn't there, on March 28th in the Grand Social, is that right?
There is indeed, yes. And we have, I think, 14 of the artists.
You don't need to list them all.
I won't.
I get the message.
We get them next week, listen them all.
We have the launch night in the 28th, and we have 14 of the artists playing that night.
David Bowie and the Rolling Stones. They're flying in. All right. Well, listen, guys, it's great having you here. Are we going to play another song, or is that what we're going to do? We're going to try and play this one.
Yeah. Hopefully it works.
On a wing and a prayer.
It didn't work in rehearsal, so we're going to give it a shot here. And tell us about this song now.
This song is actually wrote about Jonathan, and it was written by my friend Dean Earls and Samantha Blancard, I think her name is, over in the States. And it's sung by Chris Black from Australia.
Brilliant. Okay. Give it a shout. Nova.
Thank you.
day the music stopped, they all found out that things were not as they thought. And once that secret's out, you're not a face, you're not a friend, just a cause. You took 10 steps forward, took 11 steps back, 'cause you got stuck in that cycle again. And when it pulled you in, I couldn't pull you out. Oh, how I wish you would've said something. Song. It's all you left for all of us that go on. When we listen down, a sleepless night, a broken heart is a sound. You took 10 steps forward, took 11 steps back, 'cause you got stuck in that cycle.
Radio Nova, this is Locals Only. I'm Johnny Bow. Just before we finish with the guys, Shane Maloney and Dan Bradley are here. They are here because their friend Jonathan Kelly took his own life in 2014, and they're bringing out a CD, over 30 acts on the CD, including Mundy, The Frames, Phil Coulter, Mark Geary, and so on. The launch night for the CD is on March 28th, is it?
It is indeed, yep.
In the Grand Social. And there'll be loads of stuff on the night as well. And what else is it? You also have, you have a gig on tonight, isn't that
right? Yeah, Mercantile tonight. Mercantile. Gig for the homeless and stuff. Anyone's around,
okay,
please feel to drop in.
Great. Okay, well, listen, guys, thanks for coming in. It's great
thanks
having you.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for the biscuits
much.
And all that sort of
You're
stuff.
You're very welcome.
My pleasure. And much appreciated.
Locals Only with Johnny Bow.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
Radio Nova.